And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. This one right here, I'm talking about Alabama. Y'all, I mean, this show goes like way down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and even Mississippi all thrown in just for good measure. Hey, listen, proud to welcome in the senior senator from the state of Alabama. That would be U.S. Senator Tommy Tuberville, who has really been very vocal here of late about the conditions of our current sitting president, Joe Biden. He's also, by the way, been the sponsor of the SAVE Act, which I talked about earlier in the show. So I believe he's on the line right now. Yeah, U.S. Senator Tommy Tuberville. How you doing, Coach?
I'm doing great. What's happening?
We're good. We're just out here with a target-rich environment for a conservative talk show.
Well, I'm back in the most dysfunctional place in the history of United States called Washington, D.C. My gosh, what a mess we got up here.
We do, and we're watching it from afar, but you're up there in the thick of it. Listen, it's like the elephant in the room. You can't get around talking about the fact that our current president, like the emperor has no clothes, right? It's bad. What are they saying up there in D.C.?
Well, they've hid the guy in the closet for the last 3.5 years, even the year before that while he was campaigning. And you got to feel bad for him because he's sick. He's got some kind of mental problem or dementia or whatever. He can't remember one day from the next. But what the Democrats and the mainstream media are mad about, number one, the media got exposed that, hey, This didn't just happen. It's been happening. You hadn't been reporting on it. And the other thing is that the Democrats up here that have been running the show, Schumer, Pelosi, Obama, people behind the scenes have been exposed. Wait a minute. Surely y'all hadn't been letting Joe Biden make decisions after that debate. He doesn't really know what he's doing. So they're all embarrassed. So now they don't know what to do. And so it's a complete disaster. And I hope the American people see the Democrats and the socialist communists for what they are, because they are negative and a hindrance to this country and are bringing us the wrong direction.
I agree with everything you just said. Now, let me ask you this, though. I mean, I said earlier in the show, when he makes decisions or when someone makes decisions in his name, we're the ones that feel it. And when we have a president who can't make decisions at all, we're the ones who run the risk. I mean, the national security implications alone are through the roof. So what are they doing about that? Who makes decisions at 3 a.m. if China bows up?
Yeah. Well, it's one, you only have to know one thing. We live in the most dangerous time since World War II. And, you know, we're in almost 4 wars. Now it's obviously China and Ukraine, Russia and the Middle East, and nobody's even talking about Africa right now, which is just about ready to explode with all their gangs and cartels down there that are just absolutely killing their own people. It's absolutely amazing. And it's just, you know, we're sitting on that edge. And what if something really were to happen and we'd have to have a very quick decision from a president of the United States? Number one, we can't trust Biden. We see that. Kamala Harris, she doesn't know, you know, what's going on. I mean, she's absolutely out of her league. You know, we've got people from behind the scenes that are going to have to be contacted. And hey, what do we do here? How do we do this? I mean, it's just absolutely insane how the Democrats are trying to run this country.
Well, and I'm not sure they're running the country as much as they're running it in the ground. Let me ask you this, Coach. I mean, what is the inside scoop up there in D.C.? Do people expect him to step? My anticipation is he's not going to step aside while they're still doing the backroom negotiations about how he has a soft landing after he leaves. So is it really this that he can't leave office and won't, or is he negotiating his way out right now? What do you think the deal is?
I think it's a little bit of both. I don't think the old boy wants to leave. I mean, he's been up here, you know, before they invented sliced bread. I mean, 50 years the guy's been up here. My gosh. And, you know, his wife, she likes the flying around on the plane with the escorts and the ambulances and their doctors. And, you know, she likes the limelight. But I don't know anything what's going on. But if I was him, I'd be negotiating, number one, a pardon for me and my entire family, because they are the they're probably not as crooked as the Clintons, but they're pretty close. And they've taken a lot of money from China and Ukraine. All the family members, I think it's 12 of them, and dealing with 22 different countries and 9 banks. We're talking millions of dollars. And so he's going to have a pardon before he even thinks about stepping down. So they're probably working on that. They're working on probably a Netflix deal of doing a couple of movies for $50 million and a book deal like Obama got for $100 million. I mean, it's just, it's sad. The American people are working night and day trying to put ends together. They're ruining our middle class. And you got these people up there worried about, you know, things that we shouldn't even have to be talking about right now. We need to be worried about saving our country from the border and foreign wars.
Well, totally agree. And so, I mean, I guess we are in a bit of a wait and see mode on this. He's saying adamantly today that he's not leaving. And I look at it too, and I don't know if you've ever interacted with the First Lady or not, but I can't help but say to myself, what is wrong with her? The whole world can see that her husband has problems, and yet she seems to be the one, as much as anybody, pressing him to stay where he is. And I do not get that.
Yeah. She loves the power. She loves the limelight. I mean, that's just what it's all about. They could care less about the United States of America. This is about the Bidens. This is about taking care of them. This is about, you know, staying in front of the cameras as long as they can. Now, if you want my opinion, I think eventually they either going to come around to Joe's thinking, if he's thinking at all, which he can't do, and just let him go and see if he can beat Trump, or they'll work a deal with him. They've got to put Kamala up next. And everybody says, well, they won't put her up. You know, she be president? Wait a minute. She has been one heartbeat away from being president the last 3.5 years. They put her in there. And so they're responsible for that. If they're saying that hey, they can't run her for president, they're just saying that, hey, we just put her in there because of who she is. And she's terrible. The borders are, and been down there one time. I mean, these people are so corrupt and so of running this country to socialism and communism, just what Europe is doing and have almost done. They want to be the same way. And they have put the American citizens in harm's way, and they could care less. And that's what Bill makes me sick in my stomach.
Well, so let me ask you this, Senator. So yesterday, I believe it was yesterday, in the House, Hakeem Jeffries had a meeting with his Democrat caucus to discuss it. And the word is that it did not go well, that members of his own Democrat caucus are asking for the president to step down. What are you hearing from Senate Democrats? Is Schumer of any concern right now, or is he so all in on Biden he's not going to say a word? Where is he doing? What's he doing with the Senate Democrats right now?
Well, first of all, these senators, the 51 of them, Democratic side, shouldn't even show their face, because they've all known how this guy has stood mentally the last 3.5 years. Now, he was fairly decent his first year, but I tell you, Phil, the last couple of years, he's almost crashed and burned. He's had a lot of tough situations he's been in. We've had senators from the Republican side. I have not been invited for obvious reasons, but some of them that have leadership roles have gone over, sat down in the Oval Office, talk about whether it's the CHIPS Act or Infrastructure Act, whatever, and he never says a word. His chief of staff does all the talking. I mean, so these senators, Democratic senators, they need to be accountable.
Yeah.
This thing's going haywire on them now. And you got Mark Warner, this so-called leader of the Senate Democrats, other than Schumer. Schumer didn't want to get caught up in this. So he says, we're going to call this all together, and we're going to make the right decision. I love what Biden said. He says, hey, you tell Senator Warner over there, the big Democrat himself, go ahead and run. You've run before, and I beat you, and I can do it again. So, I mean, they're starting to fight amongst each other.
Yep.
And I hate it for their country. But, you know, we've got 6 more months of these clowns in office. Hopefully President Trump wins, we can get them out. But I'm going to tell you, Phil, it is so bad. That, you know, it's hard for people to imagine because you don't really see it like I do. But, you know, it's hard to imagine that these people were given the reins to run the freest and most prosperous country in the world, and they run it straight into the ground.
Well, yeah. So I'll tell you what, with the time we have left, let me switch gears on you slightly and ask you something. You were the sponsor, or one of the co-sponsors, of the Senate version of the SAVE Act, which would require proof of U.S. citizenship before someone's allowed to vote. Now, I know it went down on a party line vote in the Senate. It's still got life in the House. Talk to me about the SAVE Act and about election integrity as we head to these elections.
Yeah, Chip Roy brought it up in the bill in the House, and then Mike Lee and I brought it up in the Senate, and all it is the Safeguard American Voter Eligibility. In other words, if you get the vote, you got to have a driver's license with your picture on it. You got to be able to identify yourself. This nonsense of not having a identification in some of these states, you know, this year there's 19 states that you don't have to have a valid ID. You just show up and go vote. I mean, again, it just shows you how crooked, you know, the Democrats are, how they want to one side this thing. There's no way Joe Biden got 81 million votes. They were able to do it by the mail-in votes and by COVID and not being able to, for us to have enough people in these counting situations to keep the Democrats from cheating. They cheated the heck out of Donald Trump. He knew it, and that's the reason he was so mad about it. But they've also done the same thing to some senators and some House members. So the cat's out of the bag. And so the SAVE Act would pretty much tell everybody across the country, all 50 states, you have to have an ID. The Democrats don't want it because they want to cheat. And they want to try to keep power. Hopefully, we've got everything situated where they can't do the same thing they did to Donald Trump in 2020.
Well, and I know it went down on a Senate vote. I'm assuming that they can get it passed in the House with some amendments. And we see a Senate majority, hopefully, in the fall. Maybe we can bring it right back. But this is...
Yeah, that's our only chance, Bill. We got to get majority. We've been in the minority since I've been here. We played defense the whole time. Now it's time for us. When we get the majority, we get a good leader in the Senate that'll actually do something, get out of the way, get the deep state out of the way, and do something for the dang taxpayer and the people that pay the bills up here, and quit listening to these lobbyists and go out there and do what's right for our country, or we're going to lose. And we're going to lose the entire country. And, you know, I want, for our kids and grandkids, you know, they need an opportunity. Right now, if we continue this direction with the border open, with $35 trillion in debt, our young people are not going to have the opportunities that you and I have had.
No, and then I'm watching my grandkids right now grow up in a world that I get concerned about that very thing. But I'll be honest with you, Senator, and I'm not going to ask you to comment on this unless you want to. But if we get the majority back, I do not see Mitch McConnell being the effective leader. We're going to have somebody in there with some chutzpah, somebody who's willing to push and somebody who's willing to call people together and provide true leadership. And I hope that happens.
Well, I hope and pray that happens. You know, we've got some people now that say they're running, and I'm not sure that they're the right people. They don't understand, you know, when you're a leader, you step up and you raise your voice, you get people together. You don't say, listen, all of y'all, you know, I don't want to treat you real bad because I want to be the leader next 2 years after this, y'all vote me in. Somebody's got to step up and put their foot down up here. And so we have got to work together on this. We've got about 10 or 15 that vote with the Democrats. And they voted with them to pass all this dang money that we've wasted in the last 3.5 years. And you know the ones I'm talking about. Yeah. And so hopefully we'll get a senator that will become a leader to step up and say, hey, you folks over that's been voting for the Democrats, either you go over there or you vote with us. You stay with the American people. We're for the American people. And there's about 25 or 30 of us up here that will stand up for the taxpayers. They are the boss, okay? They're the ones that are supposed to make the decisions up here through their representatives, not these leaders and these so-called chairmen of these committees and all these lobbyists that pay all these people to do all these certain things. We have got to take our country back. But right now, the deep state is so deep, they are running the country. And folks, you've heard people say that. It is definitely true. We do not have control as senators and House members because the deep state behind the scenes runs everything up here, and we got to stop it.
Well, Coach, make them take a lap. That's what I say. Just, you know, just go ahead and make them make safaris.
Give me 15 push-ups.
All right. Yeah. Hey, listen, Coach, we're out of time. Appreciate you, and keep doing what you're doing, and we'll have you back on again sometime soon.
Thank you, Phil. God bless.
All right. That's U.S. Senator Tommy Tuberville calling in from D.C., stating it pretty plainly. And it sounded to me like he didn't think that Mitch McConnell was the one to take the reins next time. All right. That's about a wrap. We're going to take a break. We'll come right back and take a few text messages and put a lid on it. You guys, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams. Be right back.